Budget cuts are hitting the military, but is it a shift in strategy or a decision to get weaker? Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the new plans will lead to some trade-offs and some extra risks. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green joins us now. Well, J.J., the criteria of the military has always been to be able to fight two major ground wars simultaneously. Will that change?
Well, what's going to happen is they're going to shift the size and composition of ground forces, air and naval forces, and they're also integrating space in this new look for cyber forces. And that's essentially acknowledging that the future of war is going to be in large part done in a cyber capacity. But make no mistake, and Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta said it, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Martin Dempsey said it, the President reiterated it as well. They are not in any way taking away the capability to fight in several conflicts at the same time. What they're doing is they're readjusting or adjusting the way in which the forces look and the way in which they engage in their missions.
Now, there's also talk of a change in focus, zeroing in more on Asia Pacific. Tell us about that.
Well, if you look at the demographics, if you look at finances, if you look at the future, that's where the growth is. That's where the military militaries are growing. That's where you have populations growing. That's where you have threats growing. So it makes perfect sense in their world to adjust the focus from a Cold War era European-based or even a Middle East-based of the last 20 years focus to a future focus, which suggests that China, India, South Asia, and some of those other areas could be hubs or places where there are conflicts.
Is this going to shrink the overall global military footprint?
It is going to shrink it, but what it's going to do is it's going to adjust it in such a way that they're able to employ other forces. This is based on what they were saying, because one of the things that's a key issue right now is the U.S. as a superpower cannot show any reduction in its capabilities or in its ability to do what it is that superpowers do. And this is what I believe is they're angling for now. Budget constraints are out there, but what I think they're engaging in right now is the capability to get things done, get them done cheaper, and not to lose any of that superpower status.
As you know, there are those, certainly some Republicans, who are very concerned about what these changes are going to mean for the military and whether they're still going to be the might of the United States military as we've known it. How did the President and the Defense Secretary handle those concerns today?
Well, Secretary Panetta said, as a global force, the military will never be doing one thing. It will be responsible for a range of missions and activities across the globe in varying scope and duration and strategic priority. He says this is going to place a premium on the military being flexible and adaptable. And that, I believe, addresses those issues, those questions about how the U.S. is going to be able to get its work done and how allies, how adversaries are going to view the U.S. If the U.S. is still getting its work done, but doing it more efficiently, mm-hmm. With less forces out there, then they believe it's a much better option for the U.S. as opposed to continuing to throw more money at missions that aren't necessary.